Alaskans are advised to be wary heading into the mountains as the weather continues to warm. That warning follows this past weekend's deadly avalanche in the mountains near Valdez. Jordan Williams of Anchorage was killed in a slide that triggered while he was riding a snow machine up a steep slope in Thompson Pass. State Department of Transportation avalanche forecaster Peter Carter in Valdez says avalanche danger always increases in the spring.
This time of year is classic avalanche season, particularly here in the northern latitudes where the sun travels longer in the sky and puts a lot of heat into the snowpack. So at this time of year, we have what we commonly call the spring shed, and the snowpack starts peeling off.
Carter says people can trigger a weakening snow layer to slide by traveling over it. Carter is part of a group, AlaskaSnow.org, which posts avalanche forecasts. Longtime Valdez area backcountry ski guide Matt Kinney, who also posts snow and avalanche information online, says people need to ask some basic questions when heading into the mountains.
Number one question is, are natural avalanches occurring? That's the mountain screaming at you. And the other thing is the slope that you're traveling on, is it capable of sliding? That's generally anything over 30 degrees is capable of sliding. And then after that is, can it slide? And the only way to understand whether or not it can slide or not is probably by taking an awareness class.
Kinney and Carter both emphasize the importance of educating yourself about snow and avalanche risk assessment. They also recommend having and knowing how to use snow safety and rescue equipment, including avalanche beacons.